Over 250 performers, that's 12 groups from across this state, will be converging at the Honolulu Museum School on Saturday. It'll be a day of dance, singing, weaving, painting, food demos. Check out the Chamorro food truck. Even a fascinating Remethal group will be making the trek from Kona for this year's Celebrate Micronesia Festival. The Carrying Culture Workshop for Elementary Education gives teachers tools and strategies based on Micronesian culture. That workshop sold out in a day. Mary Therese Perez Hattori is Chamorro from Guam, and she helped develop the curriculum. She's outreach director for the Center for Pacific Island Studies.
Teachers will ask, is there a universal word in Micronesia that I can use so that all my students will calm down?
The answer is no. In the Federated States alone, there's Chukis, English, Kapinga Marangi, Kosarayan, Panapayan,
these are not
Puluatis,
dialects. They're distinct languages.
Pa'afang, Nuku'oro, Nguluan, Namo Nuita,
the diversity in Micronesia is amazing.
Okay, so and the research shows that they will succeed in American schools if they're allowed to retain their identity and if their cultural values are respected in the classroom.
What kind of differences are we talking about?
The culture of American schools is very individualistic, but many societies, most of the world societies, in fact, are communal. So it's what skills can you gain in school to help your community?
Hattori says U.S. youth are allowed to be kids, to be simply students.
But for many of Micronesians, that's never your only role in life. You may be a student, but you have family responsibilities. You might have church responsibilities. And these are all wonderful things that we value in our community. So it may mean you're a little late because you're going to drop somebody else off at another school on your way to school. A teacher not understanding our culture will perceive that as, you don't care about school, you're irresponsible because you're not coming to school on time.
Little misunderstandings mount.
We are all a minority here. Hawaii is touted as a melting pot, but there isn't that racial harmony here. So there is a degree of racial prejudice, discrimination that everyone has to deal with when they move here.
Well, how do they feel that?
You know, lots of racial stereotypes. I mean, even the use of the word Micronesian in this state is problematic.
Micronesia is a region, not just the Federated States. Micronesia includes about 2,100 islands in 1,000 square miles.
So Kushai is, it's just a small dot on the map. It's only 42 square miles.
UH Law student Suitiona Tulenshu coordinated the first Kosarai Hawaii Women's Day last weekend. Meltina Kibbe was there, another Celebrate Micronesia coordinator, and she says this year, a Micronesian Women's Summit will follow the festival on Sunday.
We can be a great help to the state of Hawaii, and that's what we've been out fighting, trying to do. I'm not here to take, I'm here to help Putin.
Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.